Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Chantal Pagan, and we're going to talk about a strategy to get the Bible out to more people, those who haven't heard it, who haven't read it. And one of the focuses here is related to even getting the Bible into the hands of deaf people, I guess through sign language primarily. And let's talk about this right now with Chantal. Chantal, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. Really excited to have this conversation with you today.
Okay, and I understand that illuminations.bible is the website of this overall thrust. First, let's concentrate on what the whole program is all about. And I understand Mark Green of Hobby Lobby is spearheading the whole effort. Again, it's to get the Word of God out to many who are not familiar with it and are not exposed to it.
Yeah, so we're excited to be working alongside 10 Bible translation organizations and 5 Christian philanthropic advisors. You mentioned Mark being one of them, as a collective impact alliance. And that alliance is known as Every Tribe, Every Nation. And the meaning really behind that is considering really God's word arriving to every tribe and every nation. What's really neat about these 10 Bible translation organizations, the organizations that I work for, being one of them, Deaf Bible Society, coming together is we really just said we're not okay with people not having access to the Bible. And as you know, organizations around the world oftentimes find it difficult to come together and to be unified around a goal. And what's beautiful about Illuminations is it's really bringing the light to the nations through organizations coming together and saying, we want to have an impact collectively. We want to, you know, link arms together, and we want to see by 2033, 100% of the world have access to some portion of Scripture.
All right, and tell me about your particular work with the deaf people as far as the Bible is concerned.
Absolutely. So at Deaf Bible Society, we focus on the 70 million deaf individuals globally who are without access to the Bible. And many people often think that, well, isn't there one sign language, and can't we just provide a universal sign language so that everyone understands? And it's just like you and I saying, well, why doesn't everybody just read an English print Bible? You know, there are so many languages around the world, and sign languages fall within that category. We here at Deaf Bible Society, alongside many partnering deaf-centric translation organizations around the world, are saying we also want to make sure that every deaf community, every deaf people group has access to God's word in a format that they're going to understand. And what that means for us is over 350 sign languages. We're excited that just last year, for the first time with our partners over at Deaf Missions, we were able to celebrate the completion of the first Bible translation in any sign language, in American Sign Language. And we're saying that's just not enough. We want to do more. And we want to invite all people in to do more. And that means we're inviting everyone to join into Illuminations. Link arms with us as we take God's word and bring light to the nations.
But now, these deaf people obviously could presumably read, so just getting the Bible into their hands that they could read for themselves, wouldn't that accomplish a mission? Or are there some that are, they're deaf, but they can't read?
Right. And so for the majority of deaf people around the world, a print and written language isn't their first language, and it isn't the language that they communicate in or know best. Actually, sign language, one of the many, is the primary mode of communication that deaf people use around the world. And that's because for you and I, as hearing individuals, we base what we see on print, reading and writing, and our orthography based on what we hear. You know, we consider ourselves as young babies with our parents, and they speak to us in our mother tongue, and that forms our understanding of language, both spoken and written. Now, for deaf individuals, they don't walk through that same process, right? Their primary language from the moment that they're born is visual. It's what they see. And so though many deaf individuals around the world can read, it's not the language that they would consider their heart language or the language that they communicate in and know best. And because of that, we're saying that the Lord does want sign language to be included in Bible translation. He himself values sign languages and wants to communicate with every person, including deaf people, in the format that they are going to know and understand best.
So give an example of a specific outreach where you're able to reach people with God's word through sign language.
Absolutely. Just here in the U.S. alone, there are over 3.18 million deaf individuals who consider American Sign Language their primary mode of communication. And because of the American Sign Language translation, we're able to provide God's Word via the Deaf Bible app for them to engage with God's Word in their sign language at any time. This is the format that they utilize in their personal Bible study. And for many deaf churches, this is what they look to engage in sermons and Bible studies and community groups.
And you say there's about 3 million Americans who are deaf, and you said earlier, what, about 70 million around the world that are deaf?
Yeah, 70 million globally. And we consider deaf from the perspective of those who are native signers, which means their primary mode of communication is in a sign language.
Yeah. Okay, and now give us more information about this whole Illuminations Bible. I understand there's a deadline involved in all this, the year 2033.
Yeah, 2033 really speaks to what we're aiming towards. And all of the Bible translation organizations that are participating in Illuminations are committed to that shared vision of 2033 of providing all people access to God's Word in a language that connects to their heart. And we really are considering what are the priorities of the local church to see this unfold. And for us, that means billions and billions of people who are ready to experience God's Word, but just don't yet have access.
Okay, since you've talked about the deaf, talk about other aspects of this whole campaign. I mean, it's a big, big push, obviously, and the deaf is just one part of the whole total.
Absolutely. So ultimately, we believe that, you know, God's church must decide how many, must decide. And for us, when we think about Illuminations, we're considering the over 7,300 languages globally, and that's who Illuminations is advocating for. We see that every language, you know, needs a translation, needs access to God's Word. And so what we're referring to in this campaign is, we call this the Every Verse Current Goal. And what that is, it's a strategic means that really is an operational effort to see that every language would have some portion of Scripture by 2033. We're aimed at 95% of the world's population having access to a full Bible in a language that they understand best. And we're also aiming at 99.96% of the world's population to have at minimum access to a New Testament or an equivalent portion of Scripture. And outside of that, we're saying 100% of the world's population will have access to some portion of Scripture by 2033. And is this a big goal? Yes, absolutely. Because as we said, there are over 7,000 languages globally, and sign languages are included in that. And we're wanting to ensure that every single one of those would not be lacking in access to God's Word.
Well, then let me ask you this. What percentage of people today, of the total world population, what percentage has access to, let's just say, the New Testament? You said 99%, Lord willing, by 2033, in all these different languages around the world, Lord willing, 99% will have access to the New Testament. Well, what's the statistic today in terms of the percentage of people around the world that have access to the New Testament in their language?
Yeah, well, right now we say there's so much work to be done, and right now we have 3,778 languages that are in need of translation. And so if you want to know more about those 3,778 languages, I encourage you, head on over to illuminations.bible, and you'll be able to engage with what are those languages? Where are they located? How many people use those languages, whether spoken, written, or signed?
You know, what's interesting, though, this is an important point to make out. Okay, a person that might not fully understand the total picture might think, oh, wait a minute, there's 7,300 languages total that you're trying to reach, and there's 3,700, let's say, 3,780, roughly, that have yet to be reached. But then it would almost make you think, oh, then only half the world has heard. But that's not true, because a language like English, or a language like Spanish, or a language like Mandarin, this has so many speakers and hearers and so forth. And the Bible is available in those huge languages. So we're talking about, you know, languages that are, you know, reaching smaller populations, correct? In other words, it's not as if, you know, half the world doesn't know the Bible or doesn't have the Bible available to them. That's what I'm asking, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think it surprises most that really, indeed, the majority of the world, it does not have access and is still waiting. So, you know, when I think about sign languages in particular, you know, throughout, you know, Asia, we have sign language people groups that are over 500,000 signers who don't have access to God's word. And there are other languages just like that who truly are waiting, and the numbers would be astounding. And so because of that, we're saying that it's not just the rural communities, though those are the languages as well who are needing God's word and lacking it. But it's people groups that have hundreds of thousands of speakers or readers or signers.
Would you say that the vast majority of those who have not had access yet to God's word would be in Asia?
I think Asia and throughout the Middle East, as well as different portions throughout India, you know, where we see largely
Asia.
Populated areas. Mm-hmm. You know, we consider a lot, and throughout the 1040 window as well, and hard to reach locations.
Okay, good. Anything else? Anything you want to add further about this whole big worthy goal? I mean, sounds like a very ambitious plan.
Yeah, it is. And I think if I could just speak a little more to just considering the various regions around the world and what these all access goals really, you know, represent. And while you were, you know, just asking, well, how many people really are there? And if I just was to consider, you know, Americas or the Pacific and indigenous peoples in that region, that alone will account for 51 million people of the more than 925 million people living in throughout North, Central, and South America, who are you know, waiting to have access to God's word. And for that region alone, you know, 1,700 languages and 112 already with translation goals met. And we are excited to see more, and that's just one area. And so, as I mentioned earlier, I strongly encourage you to head over to illuminations.bible and look up the different languages and the how many number of speakers are there, and what the need is, and what translations are currently underway. And it really is an incredible movement, and I don't know what I would do today if I did not have access to God's word. And I think of the wonderful deaf individuals who serve at Deaf Bible Society and who serve within the various deaf organizations around the world, committed to seeing that there would be made a Bible to their deaf peoples. And they're working diligently, and we know that we don't want to go far alone, and we know that we can't go far alone. So this mission and this vision, it really is for all people. And we really strongly invite you to learn more.
Okay.
And
we're basically out of time.
Well.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. And again, the website is illuminations.bible. Thank you so much, Chantal. All the best.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Great. Thanks. Bye-bye.